Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The Overseas Minister, Annick Girardin, is visiting Mayotte today to try and find a solution to the ongoing unrest on the islands. Demonstrations, including blocking the main sea links between the islands of Grande Terre and Petite Terre, have been going on for over a month over social issues, particularly relating to security in schools. Unions have been calling for action and have pushed local mayors to keep schools closed, although government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux has stated that the rentrée will go ahead as normal this morning. President Macron will spend his last day in India today on a tour which has succeeded in contracts worth 13 billion euros being signed between the two countries. Macron has expressed his wishes that France replaces England as India's gateway to Europe. He has confirmed an increase in investment to the International Solar Alliance and is to inaugurate a solar plant in Uttar Pradesh, which has been built by French giant Engie. The National Front, who has been trying to rebrand itself, has come up with the name Rassemblement National, or National Rally, in a bid to improve the far-right party's image. Marine Le Pen, who was predictably re-elected president during the party convention, said, "We were originally a protest party. There should be no doubt now that we can be a ruling party." She explained that the name change is the result of French people finding it a psychological obstacle, although there are some onlookers who have pointed out the similarity with the Rassemblement National Populaire, a far-right collaborationist party set up during the Second World War. The new image may have already been slightly tarnished by the suspension of David Rodriguez, who is deputy director of the National Front's youth wing, for allegedly making racist comments. The remarks were captured on video and are being investigated. The casino group Partouche is in turmoil after authorities placed seven people in custody for money laundering. This includes three directors of the group, who are accused of making financial gains of over 20 times what was officially declared. Lille Football Club is pushing for a rapid investigation into the pitch invasion during Saturday's match against Montpellier, when around 200 Lille supporters stormed the pitch and started attacking their own players. Fans are angry at their club's weak standing in the league, which could mean that they are relegated. And finally, in other football news, Marseille is keeping up the pressure at the top of the league as they beat Toulouse 2-1 yesterday. This puts them 4 points ahead of Monaco and 5 points ahead of Lyon, who beat Caen 1-0. Nice thrashed Guingamp 5-2. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.